This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. 25 years after he became the country's chief executive, former President Bill Clinton returned to Arkansas to look back on his 8 years in office. KUAR's Daniel Breen was there and has this report.
Much like in his campaign, Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop was the theme song of the evening. The choice was fitting for Bill and Hillary Clinton's conversation at the Clinton Presidential Center's Campouris Distinguished Lecture Series, with music evoking nostalgia, but with lyrics urging the audience to look forward.
You know, look, I know we live in a really speeded up world, but it is important to remember history and important to learn the lessons of history, not revisionist, made-up, phony history, but real history.
The discussion held at Little Rock's State House Convention Center was just footsteps away from the old State House, where Bill Clinton first announced his candidacy for president over 25 years ago. Both Clintons, along with former campaign advisor James Carville, spent much of the discussion summarizing their most memorable achievements, beginning on the campaign trail in New Hampshire.
We were already seeing 25 years ago, the kind of thing that people were so upset about this time, which is very, very uneven levels of economic growth. People talk to you about real problems, real dreams, and they wanted real answers. They weren't interested in how well you could badmouth your opponent or what you could say. They want to know, what were you going to do to help them with their lives? And I will never forget it as long as I live.
Aside from reminiscing on past victories on economic and foreign policy, Clinton tipped his hat to less successful moments of his presidency, most notably the Republican Revolution of 1994, when Republicans gained control of Congress in the midterm elections.
Everybody is for change in general and against it in particular. People like it when it works out, but if it requires any effort, you have to be prepared to pay a short-term political price. And I grieved, literally grieved, for years that so many people lost their seats in Congress in 1994.
Secretary Clinton, too, reminisced on her successes as First Lady, in particular her support for CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. The program, sponsored by Senators Ted Kennedy and Orrin Hatch, will end unless it's reauthorized by the Trump administration by the end of the year.
People come to my book signings or had come to my campaign events to thank me for CHIP. Yesterday in Austin, today in Little Rock, people came and said thank you. And one young man said, I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for CHIP.
Among the numerous Clinton campaign aides and supporters in attendance was Lottie Shackelford, the first female mayor of Little Rock and longtime DNC vice chair.
Well, when you see him and when you see Hillary, and their commitment to the American people is as strong today as it was 25 years ago. Oh, I guess, yes, I'm really excited. In fact, I'm teary.
After nearly 2 hours of memories, acknowledgments, and stories of past accomplishments and failures, former President Bill Clinton stressed the importance of civic engagement, saying the impetus for change lies in the willingness of the people.
You have to have rich wanting. You have to want this thing to work out. That's what I pray will happen for all of you and anybody you can reach. We can't let this country go away. We can't let our divisions eat us alive. We can't trash our democracy and rob our children, our grandchildren, and the world of the chance to do that. You have to want it.
For KUAR News, I'm Daniel Breen.